are listening to Radio Maria, and this is Father Toby with your word for today on this Good Friday. I want to begin our reflections today by reading the second reading from the Passion Service, which hopefully you'll be listening into or able to attend in person near where you are at 3 p.m. And it's from the letter to the Hebrews. Since in Jesus, the Son of God, we have the supreme high priest who has gone through to the highest heaven, we must never let go of the faith that we have professed. For it is not as if we had a high priest who was incapable of feeling our weaknesses with us. But we have one who has been tempted in every way that we are, though he is without sin. Let us be confident then in approaching the throne of grace, that we shall have mercy from him and find grace when we are in need of help. During his life on earth, he offered up prayer and entreaty, aloud and in silent tears. To the one who had the power to save him out of death, he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard. Although he was son, he learnt to obey through suffering. But, having been made perfect, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. So I walked into the church this morning for Tenebrae. I was struck by how beautiful our church is here. Even with all the statues veiled, the basic plant of the building is still so remarkably beautiful. And yet we had no lights on, and the light through the windows was that sort of dingy light by which you can see but which doesn't really illuminate anything. And I thought to myself about the contrast that it's possible to exist, that it's possible for there to be great beauty, and also for there to be great starkness. And I think today is the day of great contrasts. It's the day of the catastrophe of our sin, and the unveiling of the true magnitude of God's love for us. As Bishop Hugh Gilbert puts it in a reflection on Good Friday, he says that what we see in some ways today with Christ crucified is the great anti-liturgy, the anti-feast of history and every other nastiness, from grand-scale genocides to our own domestic squalors. It's simply sin doing whatever in memory of this. It's an anti-Eucharist, or to change the image, it's as if in Jerusalem that day, the human no, from Christian, Jew, and Gentile, all of us, found its voice. And every other no, great or small, every no to God and truth and one another's good is simply an echo, miserable mimicry of what was said and done that day to the Word made flesh. And yet there is also this magnificent contrast that we're aware of. We're aware of the God, Jesus Christ, who had taken on human flesh and dwelt amongst us. We're aware of his refusal to love, his refusal to deny the reality of our sin, but nor would he capitulate to it, nor would he be transformed and condemned by it. Rather, he takes it upon himself and he transforms it and he makes it into part of the work of his redemption. And then in slightly less profound words, a song from Def Leppard, sort of a favorite band of mine in the 90s, came to mind. It was one of their big hits. It was called When Love and Hate Collide. And I thought, this is what we see on Good Friday. We see the true reality of what human sin does, and we see the true reality of God's love. It's the collision of love and hate. And as we look at the cross, we're a mirror is held up to human sin. And then another lyric of that Def Leppard song came to me, an invitation which Christ on the cross makes to us. The lyric goes, "You could have a change of heart if you would only change your mind." And that's what we're called to do. And this Good Friday, in a way that really I haven't sort of appreciated before, the reality of those words which we sometimes pray in the Stations of the Cross, where we say, you know, "It was my sins that crucified you, O Lord." And sometimes, if I'm to be completely honest, I sort of found this almost like an act of piety that went too far. I think to myself, well, I didn't crucify him. The reality is, I was not there. I didn't shout out, "Crucify him." I wasn't one of the Romans, wasn't one of the sort of Jewish authorities. But to what degree really did I crucify him? But the reality is, if we look at the cross and we have knowingly sinned, then the cross became necessary in order that we might be saved from our sins. The degree to which I ever consciously sin, then the cross becomes necessary. And in that way, it is me who crucifies the Lord, particularly if I believe in his particular individual love for me. Because the church teaches that even if we were the only sinner in the world, he would have died for us. And so in a very real way, each of my knowing sins is in a very real way crucifying the Lord, because it is making necessary his crucifixion, his passion. And so I invite you, all of you, when you look at the cross today, to look at it in the reality of who you are, but also to see and to be transformed by the reality of the sort of unquenchable thirsting of God for us. The unquenchable thirst for God that we should participate in his life. And then recognize that all our sins are just a sign of our thirst, the thirst which we take to other fountains, but the thirst that will only ultimately be fulfilled by participating in his life, by drinking the blood and water poured out from his side, given to us in the Eucharist. That food that ultimately satisfies all our desires.
Holy God, we praise thy name.
This was a Radio Maria podcast. If you enjoyed it, do please click like and subscribe on your podcast provider or leave us a review. Every bit of feedback helps increase our visibility and allows us to reach more people with the message of Christ's saving truth. And if you don't already, you can listen to Radio Maria live either online or on DAB in selected regions of the UK. We'd love for you to call in live and be part of the conversation. See our website, radiomariaengland.uk, for more details and a full schedule of programs. And do please consider making a donation so that we can keep making more programs like this. We are completely dependent upon the generosity of our listeners.